Vancouver, Michael Bublé handed Canadians a heartfelt dose of patriotism at the Juno Awards on Sunday, setting the tone for a night of not-so-subtle references to Canada's current tensions with the United States. The Vancouver crooner jumped into his role as hometown Juno's host by telling the crowd he was proud to be Canadian. "We are the greatest nation on earth," he said during his opening monologue. "And we are not for sale." Other musicians leaned into Canadiana, most notably East Coast hero Anne Murray. The retired singer accepted a Lifetime Achievement Award while dressed in a sequined red hockey jersey with Canada emblazoned across the front. She noted in her speech that in her early career, she was pressured to move to New York or Los Angeles. "I just couldn't do it," she said. "I knew instinctively I needed a place to go, to escape when my work was done. Canada is my safe haven, my safety blanket, my light at the end of the tunnel, it still is." Backstage, Murray shed some light on her decision to sport the jersey, which she said was an idea suggested by a friend. She accented the look with her Order of Canada pin. "All I have to do is wear this," she said of her look. "I don't even have to say anything. It says it all." Other winners of the night were even more overt with their message. Fan Choice winner BBNO Dollar, the social media star and rapper, expressed his shock at beating out major pop names like Tate McRae and Shawn Mendes for the prize, but closed his remarks with a political jab. "Elon Musk is a piece of garbage," BBNO Dollar shouted, referencing the Tesla CEO and senior advisor to U.S. President Donald Trump. A few moments later, Arkell's frontman Max Kerman said he agreed with the sentiment. Josh Ross had a more reserved message for his fans after winning Country Album of the Year for Complicated. "I think it's time to get back to our Canadian roots and remember that friends are better than enemies," he said from the stage. Not everything was weighed in politics. Bublé's patriotic opening came after he performed a colorful medley of his hits. He was joined on stage by an eclectic slate of artists, including Maestro Fresh Wes, Elisa Pai, and Roxanne Bruneau, who sang a selection of Bublé's songs, sometimes in different languages, coming together for the finale of Home. The Juno's broadcast was the finish line on a weekend of Canadian music celebrations, where McRae emerged as the big winner. At a Saturday industry gala, the greedy pop singer picked up 4 Junos, including the coveted album, artist and single of the year. On the Sunday broadcast, Toronto band The Beaches was selected as group of the year. And Palestinian Canadian Nemasis was named breakthrough artist, adding to the alternative album win she earned for her debut, Verbatim, a night earlier. "I've been wearing a hijab for 20-plus years," she said on the telecast. "All I ever wanted was to turn on Family Channel or YTV and just see somebody who looks like me. I didn't think it would take this long." Some 41 raced through Fat Lip, In Too Deep, and a medley of their other hits, as the swan song that punctuated their induction into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. The Ajax, Aunt. Pop-punk band marked the Junos as their final performance together after a year-long farewell tour, and the induction as a career high. "This moment is surreal for us because we're not really an award show band," lead singer Derek Whibley said. "We've always just focused on being our best, not paying attention to anyone else. Well, except for Iron Maiden, of course." Producer Boy Wonder, born Matthew Samuels, accepted his International Achievement Juno Award with a thoughtful reflection on his start in music, and a trajectory that led him to work with Eminem and Kendrick Lamar. He shouted out rapper Drake, a longtime friend and collaborator, whom he called the greatest artist of all time. "Drake's my brother," he added backstage, dismissing the rap beef with Lamar as little more than internet chatter. "I'm just showing love because he's done a lot for me." This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 30, 2025. David Friend, The Canadian Press.